Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of IBM Says What? My name is Kiara Street.
And I'm Louise Dixon.
And today we have a very special guest with us. Her name is Joani Hines, and she's going to talk to us about IBM Watson X Assistant 4Z. So, Miss Joani, can you please tell us a bit about your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, in IBM right now, I do worldwide sales for all of the assistants that we have brought to market that deal with mainframe and increasing productivity of different types of people that work with mainframe. A little bit of my background, been in IBM for 28 years. I started as a client rep in IBM, and my background really is computer systems engineering. I also have a master in computer science and came to IBM, to basically sell. Selling is my passion, even though I have a technical background. And throughout the years, that has really served me very well because the fact that I can talk technical while having a sales conversation gives a lot of credibility to what you're talking about, right? So I've been working with mainframe for a long, long time, but by the same token, I've been working on a lot of different products of IBM, in particular the software side. So I know a little bit about every brand in IBM, which makes it easy to basically talk about mainframe in the context of all of the brands that we provide in IBM.
Wow, that's amazing. You have a master's in computer science. I could barely get through my undergrad with that degree. So, wow, kudos to you. So, pretty much, what started your, what sparked your interest in technology in the first place? And what excites you most about, working in this field?
Yeah, so to be honest with you, when you are 17, you have no idea what you want to do for the rest of your life. I knew I was good in math. I knew I like, science. Originally, honestly, I wanted to be a doctor, but once I realized all of the, studying that you have to do, I said, okay, what am I really good at other than science? And math was the one that came along. So at that time, I mean, these days it's so complicated for you guys to kind of like pick a career, right? Because there's so much choice out there. But back in my day, it was either you were a lawyer, an engineer, you go into finance, an accountant, doctor, the choices were kind of like very structured. So basically, I kind of like computers. It was starting to be a thing, and I was really good in math. So I said, hey, computer math, that sounds good. They call that engineering. I'm just going to go for that. And that's how I started to get involved in technology. And, once you start studying it and you see the power of what technology can do, not only in your day-to-day job, but actually in your life, then it became a passion of mine to really understand better what you can do with it. And I wasn't really good, I will say, on the actual programming aspect of it. I did it because it was part of the requirement. But what I really, really, really liked was talking about it and thinking about what the use cases were. What can I do with this? How can I solve problems with this technology? And that's what got me to get really into it and to really get into sales, because that's what I'm very passionate about, listening to what the customer problem is and how we can use our technology to basically solve their problems.
Awesome. I can really relate to that, Joani, especially, going into college and not knowing where I wanted to go, but I knew that I loved computers. So definitely relating to you on like how I'm here today. So I definitely understand. Now, you spoke about you work on the watsonx portfolio for Z, and I have a couple questions for watsonx Assistant for Z. So what are the key features and capabilities of watsonx Assistant for Z that set it apart from other solutions in any other market?
That is a great question because there's a lot of competitors out there that are trying to use generative AI to solve problems. I will say that the difference between us and them is that we are trying to bring technology to solve a specific use case. The rest of the competition are trying to use technology to basically solve anything. And they're becoming a generalist, if I must say. So when you look at, for example, ChatGPT, everybody wants to use ChatGPT for everything, right? But the truth of the matter is that because ChatGPT has a generic large language model, when you start asking very specific questions to the large language model, it tends to hallucinate because it doesn't know exactly in the context of what you're asking that question. And should I give an answer that has to do with, for example, the mainframe? Should I give an answer that has to do with power? Should I give an answer that has to do with another technology, right? It doesn't know. It picks the first answer that kind of like goes with whatever the question was, right? What we're trying to do with watsonx Assistant for Z is tune the model in a way that when the questions are asked, the large language model knows exactly how to answer that question because it has been curated with very specific Z material documentation, and it basically gives you the answer completely related to what you're asking, right? And I'll give you a perfect example. We have, a product called DB2, right? It's a database. DB2 works on mainframe. DB2 works on Power. It works on x86 as well. And the commands and the way you implement, configure DB2 is very different from one platform to the next. So if I go in as an early professional that is trying to learn about mainframe, and what we're trying to do is skilled up very quickly this new early professional that is coming to work with mainframe, and that person goes into the conversational AI, interface and asks a question around DB2 saying, "Hey, how do I configure DB2 in a logical partition in the mainframe?" We're hoping that the answer that comes back is very specific to the way you do it on mainframe. If the answer comes back and gives a command that has nothing to do with mainframe, but it really meant to be for power, that person, number one, is going to learn the wrong thing, and that person could execute commands that are not the right commands for mainframe. So we can get into trouble, right? So what we are trying to do with the assistant is provide an environment in which an early professional that is trying to get skilled up on mainframe can have a conversational AI, with the technology and be able to start learning very quickly how to do things. And why this is powerful. Today, if we wanted to skilled up a new early professional, the way to do it is number one, we can send him to training. Go and take a very, very deep training on this. They get all the material, they get bombarded. Until you actually put it into practice, you forget. It's a lot of stuff, right? The second way you can do it is by reading the red books, reading documentation, looking for, answers to whatever your question might be. That takes a lot of time. It takes knowing where to go to start with. What red book should I, go find that can give me the answer that I'm looking for, right? Or the third way is I can ask a a professional, an SME that has been working on mainframe for 20 years, I can go and disrupt what they're doing and basically say, I'm sorry, I need to ask you a question. Can you give me 5 minutes, right? And that's how these people learn. What about the fact that now we have this technology, right? Generative AI, and the ability to start asking questions and getting answers. And what is really, really powerful about our solution is that we're not only going to give you an answer, but we are going to give you the link to the documentation where that answer came from, such that if you like the answer, but you want to get deeper on it or want to, you know, read more about it, you don't have to now go and find what red book was that, you know, coming from. The machine is going to give you, here's the link, go here online, here's the book, this is the paragraph where we took the answer from, and now you can read the entire chapter, or you can continue to read underneath it, right? So it's accelerating the way we have access to all of this information, is pointing you to the right information, and is walking you through what are the steps that I can use in order to do some of these, you know, tasks that we need to do and accomplish on the mainframe. So number one is that ability to do conversational AI with the large language model. And number two, which is going to be super powerful, is the automation that we are going to bring behind it. You're going to be able to trigger automation such that if I ask a question, you told me how to do it, now I can say to the machine, you know what? I would like for you to do it for me. And you click, and the machine basically executes all of the commands based on automation that has been preset as part of the solution. So very, very powerful, because we're combining conversational AI with a conversational search, and we are doing executing or triggering automation behind the covers of, you know, the solution.
Thank you so much, Joani. I really do appreciate it. Now, I know you touched a lot with that amazing explanation of Watson X Assistant for Z. Now, I have a question for you. You might have the answer, you might not. But what impact do you foresee Watson X Assistant for Z having on the mainframe industry and the adoption of AI technologies in legacy systems? I know we don't like to say legacy systems, but you know, the mainframe is the OG, so.
Yeah, so, okay, so that's great. Instead of saying legacy, let's use the word legendary. Mm-hmm. I think it's legendary, okay? The impact is gonna be massive, and I'll explain you why. A lot of our customers that understand mainframe technology and have been running mainframe for 60 years have their core business applications running on the mainframe. And there has been a trend that everybody wants to migrate those workloads off of the platform, not because they don't perform, not because they're not getting the value from, you know, those workloads running on the mainframe, but because they're scared that their talent that knows how to work with the mainframe is going to retire in the next 5 to 10 years, and they're not going to have anybody that can actually stay behind and continue to maintain, operate, administer the platform. So prior to generative AI and AI as a whole, you know, there was a big gap, and we were trying to fill that gap by going to universities, doing, you know, academic initiatives with those universities, training people on COBOL, training people on, you know, administration of the mainframe and all of that. And we have all of those programs still running and running very successfully. But the truth of the matter is that we are not educating students fast enough for the demand that we have for those resources, right? So now something comes along called generative AI, which basically has given us the opportunity to use technology to, you know, leapfrog on the ability to skill up and actually train, you know, these early professionals and make them more productive much faster, right? So the impact is huge. All of our customers that are starting to learn about the assistant really see how they can implement this kind of solution, take the knowledge that is in all these SMEs' brains and have not been documented, and being able to, in a way, say, you know, start putting all of this information into documentation that they then can be, you know, imported into the assistant, so that the new people can learn the ways you were doing things and the ways we want them to execute in the future. Because the assistant will have the capability to ingest customer information so that processes, you know, ways in which they've defined procedures in their operations can be ingested. And those are gonna be the ones that when a question is asked, the answer will provide based on their curated content, right? So the impact is massive. The important is how quickly we can get adoption by our customers to really start using the technology, ingesting all of the information, and being able to have early professionals kind of like working with the tool, right? So it is super exciting. I mean, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, that I, working on mainframe for, you know, the last 20 years, was going to be talking about mainframe and generative AI in the same sentence, I would have said, you're kidding me, right? I have no idea what this thing is and what it can do for us, right? But it's here, and it's amazing the amount of adoption that we are seeing in every customer. Forget about mainframe. Generative AI is leapfrogging. I kind of like equate it to how the internet came about, right? You know, we had no internet, and suddenly everybody's using the internet. There is not one person out there in the world, I will say, that doesn't know what internet is all about, right? The same thing is going to happen with generative AI. Basically, everybody's going to be using some shape or form of a large language model, of some kind of interface that allows you to interface with a type of, you know, conversational AI. So it's here to stay. And the use cases are going to be the ones that dictate how much we use it and what the adoption is going to be. But I think we have a very powerful use case with mainframe. And basically, that's why the adoption, I think, is going to be big.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always like to say IBM is always ahead of the curve, you know, especially the fact that we are now a AI company, you know, it's definitely hitting the marks. I just want to say thank you so much, Jawani Hines, for joining us and spending time to talk to us about Watson X Assistant for Z. I'm Louise Dixon.
I'm Kiara Street.
And thank you for joining us for another episode of IBM Says What? Stay tuned for future episodes.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you.